shows, what they really wanted was to be like George Clooney and David Bowie and David Beckham, right? This was just a way to win. But it's funny that you're looking up to them for doing what they do, full stop. You wanted to be a vlogger, a YouTuber, and make your... But was there anything that, that thought, well, no, that's a means to an end. I want to have my own show on the BBC.
Definitely, yeah. Right. YouTube was a stepping stone, but I thought that to be successful on YouTube, you needed to surround yourself around those that are already doing it, leech off them in a way, collaborate with them, however you want to describe it. And then, as I say, I find that, like I said to you just before we came on, I don't know how you see it. I'd be interested to hear, but I sometimes find YouTube can often be a way of cheating your way into the industry, because there are some people that grind it out and create good content every single week, but then there's other people who go, they'll do their first video, this is what I bought from this shop, and then boom, it gets a million views, no one knows why.
Well, exactly, but it starts to bypass what you're aiming at, because you might start thinking, oh, no one's, I can't get on telly, I can't get an agent, I'll upload a video, and then you start thinking, maybe an agent will see that, or maybe I'll get an agent from that, or maybe a few people will like it, or maybe I'll do this. Then you start thinking, hold on though, a million people are watching this, that's more than some TV shows, and now I'm getting paid for it because I'm monetizing it, so I have made it. I mean, there are YouTubers presumably that make millions, aren't they?
For sure, 100%, yeah, multi millionaires. There's a guy that plays Fortnite, the video game called Fortnite, and I think I read online that he's making $7 million a month from playing essentially a kid's game.
Yeah, and so what happens is, because he gets 100 million views, YouTube say they stick an advert for sunglasses on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And a penny, a thousand or whatever.
And you get a split of that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone has a different worth based on their content, based on what they talk about. I don't censor my stuff, and I'm quite frivolous with just throwing out the C word and whatnot. And So my CPM, if you will...
What's that?
That's based... I think it... And I could be wrong here. This could be wrong. I think it means cost per metric, which essentially means, in layman's terms, how much we're going to pay you per 1,000 clicks or listens or views. Yeah. So mine will be $6, maybe.
So that's aimed at who they think's watching you.
Yeah, and what brands want to pay, because one brand will pay a lot more than others. Yeah.
But again, that's not new, because I'll tell you, that's the thing about when we did the remake, The American Office, okay, so the high pressure, it was a network, it was NBC, their big new show, and it was touch and go, and it just started off shoddily, and you know, we deferred our wages to keep it going, and it was nearly taken off air because it was really good. And then what they discovered was, it had the second highest rating of people who earn more than $100,000 a year. I think Will and Grace was number one, and The Office second. So their demographic saved them, because those people, there might be less of them, but they've got more money to spend, so advertisers loved the show.
Right.
So it comes back to it. It comes back to... You know, it's not just how many people watch, it's who watches and who's got deeper pockets.
Yeah, yeah.
So people do look at that. And I know advertisers looking at how pure your image is, and how exciting, and how... the other thing is believability. Mm. So advertisers look at people, and I get work because they think, people believe me because I'm passionate on Twitter and I talk about things I mean. Mm. So... It's not new to that, and it's totally legitimate that they would do that. So they tell you what they think you're worth.
I can log in now and see what my current CPM is based on locations. So in the UK, I think I'm at about $6. Australia might be $8, whatever. And I don't know if it's like kind of like a placebo effect, but if I think that if I don't swear and I clean my content up for a month, the CPM creeps up.
Right.
So I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they work it out, because I'm sure there's not a man sat in a fucking office.
Why wouldn't they tell you? Why wouldn't they tell you? Because why wouldn't they want you to change it to be worth more for you and them?
Because then I guess if they mould everyone to fit their mould, then you don't have any. You don't have any of these
diversity,
outliers. Yeah.
So,
because, yeah.
Is it? But it isn't just a person making these decisions for every YouTuber. It's an algorithm.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Yeah.
It's not like you could meet with them and go, hey, you've given me this rating, how do we change it?
Yeah.
Is it that, or is it just done by computer?
The top dogs, they can just go to YouTube and say, put my CPM up. Logan Paul, for example.